see, see, she's right. Oh, see what you have done.
Yeah. Tuesday marks 28 years since the alleged death of Elvis Presley in Memphis, Tennessee. Sightings of Mr. Presley have been widely reported since then, but so far, no one has been able to predict when or where. What better way to convince Elvis Presley to show himself to the world this weekend than to annoy him into it, sort of like poking a grizzly with a stick? Well, our stick is Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show, that's heard on public radio stations across the country who are indifferent to the process of license renewal. He joins us from our Chicago bureau. Jim, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Scott, I feel like a cupcake that's been left in the oven just a little too long.
Well, I'll make no judgment as to whether or not your appearance actually meets that test too.
I remember when you used to call me Cupcake.
I still call you Cupcake. You think I've let a thing like marriage change that? No, you're still our little Cupcake.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, let's make plain that an Elvis Presley song by Elvis Presley cannot, by definition, be annoying because it's authentic. What we're listening to is other people singing Elvis Presley songs. Who is trying to sing C.C. Rider here?
Well, this is, C.C. Rider was a staple of many of a live Elvis performance, which makes it, unfortunately, a staple of every Elvis impersonator performance from here to Tupelo. And this version, of course, performed by Rocky Elvis Neuberger. And I think it with Elvis allegedly not around, I think this captures the spirit of a live Elvis performance that we miss so much since 1977. God, yes. You know, that of course an upbeat song, but Elvis didn't shy away from controversy and sometimes a darker lyric or two, and when one wants to learn about Chicago's dark history of failed public housing. I think.
Oh,
you have
my
to go
word!
To,
you are you to go to, are you going to have the nerve to play in the ghetto?
Well, let's see.
All right. Oh yes.
There's no blind. On the calling gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is a bone in the ghetto.
Are you crying?
No. Oh, yes, but not for the reasons you think. I think actually one of Elvis's best songs. I think it's Jimmy Webb, if I'm not mistaken. But
No. It's actually somebody that on the label is Scott. It's Scott Davis, but a.k.a. Mac Davis wrote this song.
Mac Davis. All right.
December 1969.
I stand correct. All right. So I'm told our Elvis song stylist here is the Swedish sensation, Eilert Pilar.
Well, you know, So often when we want to capture Elvis in the birthplace of rock and roll, we head to Sweden. And I think Mr. Polarm, who as you said is Sweden's singing sensation, they couldn't call him that if it wasn't true, really does a version of In the Ghetto that stirs emotions and nausea.
Listen, Elvis Presley used to sing other people's songs on stage.
Yes,
I can't believe the way these stretches of logic we make and these so-called questions just to accommodate your playlist. But one of the songs that Elvis Presley used to enjoy singing on stage was You've Lost That Love and Feeling, right?
You've Lost That Loving Feeling, of course, made famous by the Righteous Brothers. But we found a version that surpasses any prior attempts.
You've lost that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling, now it's gone. Ooh.
Who is that?
Telly Savalas, the great Kojak.
Telly Savalas is singing this? Oh my gosh! Well, I know why his hair fell out. When did Telly Savalas record this?
I think before he died.
Not altogether clear. Can we stop this? Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Interview?
No. Let's continue with the interview. I just meant Telly's song stylings.
Yes, you know, and I don't want to interrupt, but the one thing that we're leaving out is that and it definitely shouldn't be overlooked, is that Elvis was a very spiritual, religious man. Mm-hmm. And although he's famous for the rock and roll, his true musical love was gospel.
Yes, well, he's a very accomplished gospel singer, yeah.
Specifically, he loved to sing Amazing Grace. At the last moment, though, here's the only version we could find in the Inouye Music Show library of Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace is sweet. The soul which loved a witch with me. A witch was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I'm sworn.
All right, let me guess. It's not Judy Collins, right?
Or Judy Garland.
Yes.
And, of course, an Elvis favorite, Donald Duck. It's the only version we could find at
not,
the last
this
minute.
This is not Donald Duck, is it? Is that? No.
It is, and actually it's a rare recording that Donald sang at Walt Disney's funeral in 1965. So we're missing Elvis, we're missing Walt, and we're missing, well, Donald's still around.
Jim, always a delight talking to you.
Love me tender, Scott.
My words. All right, at 75% of the time, it's a delight talking to you. Jim Mader is host of the Inouye Music Show, which is produced by WBEZ in Chicago, which clearly has no concern about continued CPB funding. And if you aren't quite aggravated enough, you can find even more chestnuts from Jim Mader on our website, npr.org. We hope you're still listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.